This is Leo Baybue for KTWH. I'm visiting on Monday, June 7th of 2021 with Tracy Gilsvik, Lake County Public Health Supervisor. It's been a while, Tracy. How are you?
Yeah, it has been a while. I'm good. Thank you.
Hope you're staying out of the sun. I'm sure that your job helps keep you inside when you want to be out, but it has been blazing in the garden.
Yes, yes.
I've got you invited in on the show today because we have a really kind of out-of-the-box opportunity to get vaccinations done in Lake County after we've had such a flurry from January through May of doing our pop-up clinics in Lake County. It's been a while now that Lake County and Lakeview have been saying we're not sure how much longer we can continue doing the conventional scheduled clinics. Tracy, do you want to describe this mobile vaccine bus concept, how it came about and what's planned for Lake County?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So yeah, as you said, we've had a lot of clinics during kind of conventional daytime time slots, though we did do a Saturday clinic. We've done some Saturday clinics. We've done some evening clinics and really trying to make it easier for people to show up. And I think we've really reached the majority of people who were eager and wanted to make that effort to get out and get vaccinated. It's not easy with having to show up twice to get vaccinated and have it work with your schedule. So now we have a new opportunity, and this actually was initiated by Carleton County Public Health. They asked that the Minnesota Department of Health / Blue Cross Blue Shield mobile vaccine bus go to one of their food distribution events at a food shelf. And so that was great, but they needed, in order for the bus to come to the area, they needed other counties in the region to do it as well. And so the Carleton County emergency preparedness person reached out just to see if there was some interest. And we had been talking in Lake County about doing some pop-up clinics, but when this opportunity came up, it seemed like, oh, this is great. We would love to have a bus, the people, the registration, all the pieces of a vaccine clinic in a nice, big, safe environment come to Lake County. So Lake County said, yep, we would love to try this, and so did Coochin County. So the three counties have been working together to make this happen, and all the details are getting all worked out and finalized, and I can give you those details whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I know you circulated a really neat poster that we can't show our audience, but on that poster were some of the other counties' events as well. So if I'm not mistaken, you can tell us about, you have a mobile clinic on Tuesday the 15th and on Wednesday the 16th at different parts of the county. Why don't you tell us about those?
Sure. Yep. On Tuesday, June 15th, there will be a bus at Super One Foods between 2 and 5 p.m. And the nice thing about this is you could go to the Lake County website and register yourself right now. Or if you're not, you know, if you're not sure if that date's going to work for you and you find out later it will work, just show up. You'll have to register on site, but it's pretty easy. There'll be people there to help you. So anyone can sign up ahead of time or just show up between 2 and 5. There'll be people there to help you out. On Wednesday, June 16th, the bus is going to be at Carefree Living in Silver Bay. And it's the same thing. Sign up or just show up. That clinic's a little bit longer. It's from 11 in the morning until 3 p.m. So, and there's, you know, right now the state is really encouraging people to get vaccinated, and they're sending out information about getting incentives. And so these clinics, you know, people could go on the state website and sign up for incentives to get a little extra perk as well.
Can you recall for us what some of those incentives are? I've heard everything from tickets to baseball games to I don't know what.
Yeah, I've heard of like state park passes and fishing licenses and, yeah, game tickets. So, in addition, Carefree Living is going to have a drawing for a $50 gift card, like a Visa gift card. So they're putting out their own initiative. We also are going to have some food kits at the Silver Bay site. So the first 16 people who get vaccinated can get some non-perishable food items to bring home. Just another COVID-related supply we had we want to give out.
So as somebody who's kind of on the Two Harbors end of things, I'm not quite sure where Carefree Living is, what the facility is. We have some listeners that live up close that way, and maybe some people Wednesday will be more convenient for. So could you remind us if you could?
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm just like,
I just have a street Lincoln address, but I wasn't sure exactly where 36 Bell Circle was.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly. That's all I have, too, is 36 Bell Circle.
Well, hopefully you have your GPS in your car then.
Yeah, right. And we are going to have, hopefully, signs on the highway, too, to direct
good.
People up there.
Excellent.
And the last thing I want to mention, too, so our partners in Coochin County and in Carleton County are doing this at food shelves during food distribution days. Our Two Harbors area food shelf is doing their food distribution day on Tuesday, June 15th, the same day that the bus will be at Super One. So we're hoping if people are going to the food shelf that they'll stop by Super One Foods and get their vaccine after they pick up their food.
Indeed. And people may even be using our Arrowhead Transit to get around, and maybe they can orchestrate that to get the ride to both the food shelf and to Super One. Did we cover the fact that this is a one-and-done vaccine, Tracy?
No, I don't think we did. This is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So, yeah, you get vaccinated and you're done. It's a single-dose application.
Now, one of the little nuances then that comes into play is that, like Moderna, Johnson & Johnson is approved for use with 18 and up. So this is not a mobile clinic that a youth 12 to 18 can be vaccinated at, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
We were going to, I know that you didn't come prepared with your atlas of data for the county, but we were going to check in about just how our vaccination has gone since Pfizer was approved for youth vaccinations, 12 to 18, and there were efforts to conduct some vaccine clinics in the schools. I was wondering if you could give us an update on that, because I think that there's still some more vaccinations to come, or clinics,
right.
I should say.
When we began hearing that Pfizer may be used on age 12 and up, we started planning with the schools right away. And we actually started setting dates, and it was a little bit scary because we didn't have all the approval yet, but we wanted to make these plans and get the vaccine out as soon as possible. And it all worked out. Everything was approved, and the timing worked out just fine. At the William Kelly School, we vaccinated about 24 youth, and at the Two Harbors High School, we vaccinated 69 youth there. We found that there were more people who actually wanted the vaccine at the Two Harbors High School, and so we opened up another clinic June 11th, but it will be at Lakeview because school will be closed.
Right.
So we were able to do the first dose, and we're doing our second dose shot on June 10th. For those kids, and some kids can't make it because of sporting events and different things, so the June 11th clinic, the whole school community has been informed about that other opportunity. And there's just a few spots left on that, which makes me think we have the right number now for people who want the vaccine at this time. If they don't get it now, they will probably need to go to Duluth, though if the age eligibility opens up, we would offer more opportunities here.
I see. So that it sounds like you'll be having some second doses of that Pfizer vaccine for youth that will actually stretch just to the beginning of July. And after that, no particular plans.
Right. So that second dose in July, it's right around 4th of July. And of course, summer is just tricky with making sure everybody's schedules work. It's harder and harder.
Yeah.
We may have to go a little bit beyond that 21 days, which is perfectly safe. But we just want to make it easy for people to come in for that second dose.
The uptick is that we have this wonderful mobile vaccine bus available. That was created by the Department of Health. It looks like Blue Cross Blue Shield partnered with the Department of Health.
Yeah.
So that vaccine bus was created before you guys became aware of it at Lake County Public Health.
For sure. Yes. Yep. We had kind of heard about it, but yeah, it is a fairly new opportunity that different counties are accepting right now. So,
is your impression that things will go very efficiently, even if you have a number of appointments in a row, that if somebody shows up as a walk-in, are they liable to have an indefinite wait, or are you fairly confident you can get that it'll be pretty efficient?
I think it'll be pretty efficient. You know, we have not had crowds of people asking for vaccine these days. And
right.
So because of that, I think it's going to be a decent pace. You'll come in, register, you'll go into the bus to get your shot, and then you'll leave the bus and you'll sit outside. They'll have a canopy tent and chairs, and people will wait the 15 minutes that's traditional after these vaccines just for observation, and then you go. So, but I'd be really surprised if we had people lining up. That would be great if that many people came out and wanted the vaccine. The other thing is, this is not just for Lake County residents. Anyone can get a vaccine at these events. So
okay.
If we have visitors that want it, that they're welcome to hop on the bus too.
I think it might have still said on the web page, the vaccination clinic's web page, where you have a lot of information that's been applicable to a lot of different clinics. It might have still said you're eligible to register if you are a Lake County resident. You might want to check that out.
Yep, Tracy, thank you. I will.
As things keep morphing, it's really hard to keep the message coherent, I bet.
Yes.
And I also would note that there are some folks who are kind of averse or they really don't have a way of going online, and there really isn't a phone-in option for registering for this clinic. You would assure them that they can probably just do a walk-in.
Yep, exactly. Yep, just show up, and we'll take care of it at the bus. So.
Wonderful. Well,
hopefully it'll be just easy for people. It's pretty exciting, and I hope people take advantage of it. And I'm really, really thrilled that we can do it both in Two Harbors and in Silver Bay.
Yeah, I would be excited to see that the turnout was so good that it encouraged you that there might be more opportunities to do in-county clinics. And I guess we will just see. And who knows what the weather will do, but you'll be inside of a bus. Oh, and I might mention that means, to remind ourselves, that means everyone who goes into the bus is going to be wearing a mask.
Correct. Yes, thank you.
Needed to be said, even if it was kind of obvious as per CDC guidance. So we've been talking today with Tracy Gilsvik, Public Health Supervisor for Lake County Public Health. Tracy, thank you for this good news at the beginning. Well, it's not even quite summer yet, but it sure feels like summer. And this bus feels like some kind of harbinger of summer. So the buses will be in the two communities, Silver Bay and Two Harbors. So the 15th in Two Harbors. And the start time is?
That is at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. 2 to 5.
Okay. And then up at Carefree Living in Silver Bay on the 16th, that's the Wednesday, and that's an 11 a.m. start, and that's a four-hour clinic, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. Spread the word.
Yes, we will do so. And we thank you for all the work you've done in this many, many month-long, now well over a year, pandemic response. We've been grateful to have you for a source of insight and information. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Leo.
Okay. Take care. That's Tracy Gilsvik from Lake County Public Health. You can find out more and register for these mobile vaccine clinics online at the county website, which is www.co.lake.mn.us. Click on the Lake County COVID-19 Vaccination Clinics tab on the homepage. You're listening to KTWH